Hi, everybody. This is Nadia Angelini, Intuitive Life Coach, and I'm here with the January Energy Update for 2025. Guys, I hope you rested. I hope you reset in December. The energies were a little intense coming out of November. There was a lot of grief, old wounds. Anything that was coming up was where you're still not fully in your power, and that's what we cannot take with us into this next stage, okay? The new year is bringing with an energy of rapid movement, breaking down of systems, massive awakenings and upheavals, okay? We're at the point of no return. And those of us that have been doing this work for a long time, we are gonna be the stabilizing force, okay? So great change is coming, and it's starting with you in your own life. So for most of us, this is the period of time that we came to be a part of, guys. So get excited, all right? So in 2020, I talked about that from 2020 to 2030, that we're in this decade of transformation. So we started the decade in sort of chaos with a pandemic, and all of it, believe it or not, helped raise the vibration of the whole. Okay. So we're at this midpoint of the decade, and this year marks the time of choice. It's the way I'm hearing it. Okay. So for those of you that don't know, we are absolutely in this time of awakening. And this might be a little woo-woo for some of you. So again, take what resonates throughout the rest, but we're multidimensional. We timeline shift. We are a soul having a human experience, guys. Okay. So everything that we're living is a 3D reflection of our higher consciousness. And this awareness is going to be more and more obvious because we are in the time of the great split. So those who still want to be a part of the old system and ways can choose to stay on that timeline and that version of reality. Those of us that have been on the spiritual journey and know that we are God and creating our lives, we are choosing the new earth. Just like Eckhart Tolle's book from like 2010 or 11. We've been talking about this new earth energy since 2012. We felt it come in, guys. It's starting now. This is when the true process begins. Super exciting. So say yes and give psychic permission to be a part of this new energy earth, okay? There is a great council of light and extraterrestrial presence that is aiding us in this process. We are not alone. We have many, many, many higher vibrational beings, guides, angels, all of them helping us with this transition. And again, it's a lot to take in, so take what works. So this is a really great time to connect more deeply with like the highest version of yourself, psychic abilities, intuition, all that stuff. Because again, we have more magic, more power than we've allowed ourselves to access. And this is the time to start accessing it. So not everyone will choose to be a part of this energy, guys. And so this will be a time of sort of purging and letting go and allowing people to be where they are on their journey. If they choose it, great. If they're not, you have to be willing to let them go. People have to choose it on their own, okay? So in January, ground yourself in light energy and lay the foundation of a new, lighter, brighter, more powerful version of you. Set those intentions, okay? I do see on the world stage some intensity, some chaos. And I keep feeling like, do not go into fear, guys, okay? There could be something that's unsettling to the collective as we sort of recalibrate these old systems. I feel like truths are gonna be revealed. I keep feeling like things are not as they seem and that we're seeing like a facade, especially here in the US, okay? So I do feel like some chaos is coming. And the higher your vibration is, the smoother the shift will be and the less affected you'll be by it. Okay, guys. So if people are in lower vibrations, they're gonna have a rougher time. They're gonna have a more disruptive experience. And again, all we can do is sort of hold space and help people and be a source of comfort. Okay. So there will be more and more of these sort of disruptive events. Now, this can look like alien interactions, UFO sightings. Please do not go into fear, guys. I feel like the media might twist things and make them seem scary. I just hear so clearly, this is an illusion. They're here to help us. They're not here to do harm. They're here to awaken to truths, but really be discerning on the information you are absorbing. Okay. And the information, go, is this the highest truth? However you check energy with your gut, with your pendulum, check things before, especially if it's coming from fear or love. If it's coming from fear, it's probably not the truth. Okay. I do feel like January is this sort of turning point, not only for the US, but for the world in terms of vibration and energy, okay? Like lower vibrational energy is sort of being broken down and revealed, and in ways we may not even see overtly or understand, but I'm feeling like this process is going on underneath. Okay, so lean in to trusting your own process and what's happening in the world, okay? It may seem like, oh my God, all hope is lost. Things are not gonna go well. Oh no, I'm afraid for the future here in the US or whatever. Guys, this is only act three, okay? So just get ready for act four. Act four is coming. Act four, it's like act three is when like all looks lost in the movie. How are they gonna wrap this up? Act four is coming, okay? The good guys are winning. The good, the love is going to prevail. I promise you. It's gonna happen. It's all good. All is well. I promise, promise, promise. Okay. So leaning into going, it's all good. Everything's here for us. All right. I keep hearing in regards to the sort of election presidential stuff, guys, I will be honest and say I keep hearing these statements. I heard it since the morning of November 6th, which is things are not as they seem. The truth will be revealed at the last minute. So I don't know what that means, but that's what I keep hearing from my channel. I don't feel like I have permission to get any more information than that, okay? But something's coming, guys. And I'm feeling in January, there's gonna be something dramatic or explosive. And our job is to just like hold peace and like, again, have popcorn, observe, don't get involved, all right? I do feel like after January, there's gonna be like a trajectory shift for the rest of the year. So I want to wait until February to do the whole year's energy because I just feel like January is going to be a pivotal energy shift, which is going to change what I get for the rest of the year. So this is the time, guys, be around people that you feel good with. Be around your tribe. Okay. Meditate. Ask your being to be upgraded. Seek peace, seek calm in your vibration the best you can. All right. We are on our way to creating a new version of Earth that's thriving. But we have to start with ourselves, okay? We are being called to rise to our true power, to our true self-love, to all our personal gifts that we have to give to the world. We are important, we are valuable, and we are here for a reason. And we chose to be here right now. So people are gonna be struggling and waking up at different rates, guys, but we're very much ahead of the curve. We are the light workers that came here to go, we came in remembering. We'll help you remember, all right? So keep taking full responsibility, live in your truth. And my brother said this the other day, I was chatting with him about this energy and he said, yeah, authenticity, it will be the new currency. And I was like, yes, authenticity is the new currency. That is the new energy, guys. So the truth of who you are, the truth of who, what's really happening, that is the new energy. And I'm so excited about it. You know, because we are all God, we are all love. That is the truth. So yay. Here's an affirmation I have for the new energy. The seeds of light within me expand into my full soul embodiment. I am ready now. I am in my power. I am a force of good in the world. Everything is working out better than I can imagine for the highest good of all. And so it is, guys. And so it is. Wishing you an amazing January. This is going to be an incredible year. Sending so much love to you all.